Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Monday, April 13th. It is a great joy to be back on radio again today. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and of course, spring of the year, boy, I tell you what, it's great, ain't it? Amen. Well, let me just say our Reaching America with the Gospel Project is going great. We've had probably the equivalent of about 20 people, maybe a little bit more, that have done this already. That's a pretty good amount of money, and it'll almost pay for our one station, KLNG in Omaha, Nebraska. And what this is all about is reaching stations where there's maybe not as many churches. We have some other stations that are open for us to go on. We have started a broadcast there on KLNG in Omaha. And this is a 30-minute weekly broadcast that we started there, and I believe it'll be a real blessing. So we have other doors that are open. What we're asking is 1,000 people across our listening areas to say, hey, I'm going to support the Gospel Pulpit $10 a month for the next 1 year. A lot of people's just giving the $120, but just however you want to do it. If you're making a check, make it to GBI, our mailing address, GBI. Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. You can also call our office and give on the credit or debit card, 336-356-1560. I want you to pray for this project. I want you to pray much for it, if you would, please. Not just giving money, but let's pray that it'll be profitable. Amen. And I praise the Lord, because people are listening to these stations. Sometimes I may not get the response that I would like to get, but let me say, I know that people are listening. And radio still works in America. People are listening, young and old, to the radio. And so other things, other forms are good, but radio still works. Amen. Well, the Bible says that we're to pray with thanksgiving. It talks so much about thanksgiving. And I'm going to be preaching a message this week on "And Be Ye Thankful" out of the book of Colossians, I believe it is. And so I want you to help us pray for this message, that it'll go where it needs to go. R492 is our message this week, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen to it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer on this Monday. Father, will you take our message and let it have free course. And Lord, let it go and work on the hearts it needs to work on. Thank you for the radio time. In Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Amen. Now let's go to the message. Now in your Bibles today, we're looking in Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter 3, and I'd like to read verse number 15 today for a text verse of the message I believe the Lord would have me preach today. The Bible says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." I want to focus in on the last part of verse number 15, the phrase, "And be ye thankful." Our Heavenly Father, if there is one sin that we all commit, it is, Lord, not being thankful enough for what you are doing, what you have done, and what you will do. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'd like to read some other verses to in your hearing today. Psalm 100 in verse number 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." And Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, we are to thank the Lord. And when you begin to study about this thing of thanksgiving, it's really bigger than you think it is in the Bible. Now, we set aside a day in America every year. I believe it's the fourth Thursday of November. And we call that Thanksgiving Day. Now, I enjoy Thanksgiving. I like that day. But that day has gotten to be all about feasting and football and this and that. And maybe that's some of that's all right in its place. But let me ask, how do we really thank the Lord? And if we do thank the Lord, is that the only time we thank the Lord? I don't want to just thank Him. And I do want to thank Him on Thanksgiving Day. And I try to thank the Lord. And by the way, I'm not getting wrong. Thanksgiving's one of my favorite holidays. I love to eat and I love the festivities that go with it. But I want to thank the Lord throughout the year, don't you? Now, when you begin to look at this thing of thanks, the word thankful, the word thankful is found 3 times in the Bible. The word thanks is found 71 times in the Bible. The word thanksgiving is found 27 times in the Bible. So really, if you count that up, about 101 times those 3 words are found in the Bible. Now, when we are to think about being thankful, we're to thank the Lord in our prayers. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 talks about when we ask petitions and our supplications of God, that we do it with thanksgiving. Do we pray thankful? Do we have thanksgiving? We're to thank the Lord in our singing. Did you know, if you look at Ephesians 5:19, talks about speaking unto yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And then in verse number 20, there's a semicolon there that kind of puts that together. That we're to give thanks, and I believe we're to give thanks in our songs to the Lord. When we sing, I believe some of our songs, and I think some of the greatest songs are those that thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Amen. And then thank you, Lord. I mean, there's a lot of songs that thank the Lord. Amen. And, you know, it's just common manners when somebody does something for you is to thank them, right? Well, praise the Lord, we ought to thank God in our prayers. We ought to thank God in our songs. And then we ought to thank God in His house. Psalm 100, verse number 4 tells us that. We're to enter His gates with thanksgiving. When we go to church, we ought to have some thanksgiving. We ought to thank God for allowing us to come back another week and what He's doing and what He's done and how He's blessed us with. And then, number 4, we ought to thank God among the heathen in 2 Samuel 22:50. You know, the whole thing of thanking God, we ought to thank Him among those that are lost. And they ought to know that it's God. It's not luck and all this stuff that got us what we got and our our might and our strength. But we ought to thank God that it's Him that got us what we have. God said He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. It is God that we ought to be thankful to. We ought to thank God for His goodness and mercy in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. Boy, He sure is good to us, ain't He? He sure is merciful to us. You know, when I think about Ricky Cawthorn, I ought to be in hell today. When I think about Ricky Cawthorn, I don't deserve to sit behind a microphone and preach to a radio audience. I don't deserve that. But I thank God for His mercy and His grace. One fellow said, grace is getting what you don't deserve. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve. I think that's pretty good, don't you? I'm glad for God's grace and for His mercy. Then I think we ought to thank God for things that have been accomplished. In Nehemiah chapter 12, verse number 31, they gave thanksgiving for the dedication of the wall. You know, when God does something great in our lives, we ought to thank Him for it. And it's not wrong to have a dedication. If you build a new building or if you do something, whatever you do, a new church building or whatever, we ought to dedicate that to God and thank Him for it. Amen. You know, not long ago, we got into a brand new building here at GBI. And I tell you what, I'm thankful for this new building. And sometimes my mind goes back to where we were. And boy, I mean, nice rooms now with good equipment. And you can just punch buttons and record and do things from room to room. And God's blessed us in that area. And I always want to be mindful, amen, of God's blessings, amen. We can thank God, amen, things that have been accomplished. Then I want to say we need to get clean before thanking God. If you read in the book of Psalms, I believe it is 26, David got clean before he gave thanksgiving. Boy, we want God to hear us. We need to get clean, don't we? Amen, clean our lives up. Then I think we ought to thank God for our food. In John 6:14, we see where Jesus break the loaves and fishes and thanked God for it. How many of us thank God for the meal that we eat? Now, I don't believe God wants you to go into a restaurant and stand in the middle of the floor when you get your food and say, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a born-again, fundamental, independent, Bible-believing Baptist Christian, and I'm going to pray, and I'd appreciate it if all of you would stop what you're doing, bow your heads, and pray with me. Now, I think that's being very disrespectful. But I think that you could bow your head and thank God for your food. Amen. Now, me and my wife do that. We don't eat a meal what we don't thank God for it. And I praise the Lord for it. Amen. We go to my mother-in-law and father-in-law's. We don't eat a meal. We don't eat. That's one thing they don't do. And in the 19 years I've been around them, we don't eat until somebody says a blessing over the food. Most times my father-in-law, he might call on somebody else. We don't eat until that, and I thank God for it. That's a great thing. Amen. Well, to thank God for the food. Amen. And then I want to say this. We're to thank God, at the Lord's Supper. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25, we're to thank God for the bread and for the cup. That symbolizes the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're to be thankful for Calvary. We're to be thankful for that the Lord has done for us. The Lord did the greatest thing in the world, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved so much that He gave. And then as He went to Calvary, the Bible said when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him. We ought to thank God. Sometimes we as Christians, we lose sight of the suffering that was on Calvary. We lose sight of that. Amen. Then I want to say, I think we ought to come before His presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 95, verse number 2 said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. You know, I believe it's joyful to the Lord when we give thanks. I really do. And I fail and you fail for being thankful. Now I'm going to preach on this subject today, and be ye thankful. I asked the Lord how I ought to prepare this message. And this is kind of one of them. I'm just kind of preaching from the heart today. No fancy outline, none of that kind of stuff. I'm not against outlines. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm just simply saying today that sometimes I just think we ought to stop and just thank the Lord. You know, my granny used to have hogs. And in the fall of the year, we'd go down in what we call the holler down there below the house, and we'd pick up acorns that would fall off the oak trees. And we'd take big 5-gallon black buckets, and we'd pour those acorns into that hog trough. And those hogs would come running. But they never looked up to see where their blessing came from. And I think one of the biggest sins of America in the Day of Judgment, when God judges the nations, I think one of the biggest sins of America will be unthankfulness. I think we're raising generations of kids now to be unthankful. Kids expect so much now. You know, it may shock you, especially you young people. You know, I never asked my daddy and mom anything for Christmas. If I did, it was very little. My daddy worked hard in the furniture factory. My mama worked hard in the furniture factory and in nursing homes. And they had a hard life. And they didn't have a lot of money. I think about it. When I was 15 years old, my mama went down to my uncle's house and borrowed $50. Now, this was money back in those days, so we could go to an amusement park and spend the day. My mama had to work and pay that back. Us boys didn't have to pay it back. Mama did. And I remember that, brother. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Monday, April the 13th. You've been listening to a message entitled, And Be Ye Thankful, R492. I'd like to send this message to you free of charge if you'll request it when you write or email us. We can send it by email or by CD recording. We'll give you the mailing address at the end of our radio broadcast. Our email address is comments@gbiradio.org. Until our next broadcast, this is Brother Ricky saying thank you for listening. God bless you is our prayer. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.